It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The rise in cases of COVID-19 in Colorado could take a toll on the state's healthcare system, and that includes the mental health of doctors, nurses, and other caregivers. Julie Jackson is a nurse for Vail Health Hospital. She says it's very stressful to see people who don't take the outbreak seriously.
I would liken it to probably firefighters fighting a forest fire and turning around and seeing somebody with an open campfire or throwing a cigarette out the window.
Experts say healthcare workers face long hours, intense stress, and fears of contracting the new coronavirus. That's led some hospitals and providers to offer more mental health benefits to employees, like trainings and counseling. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats and Republicans continue to negotiate on a coronavirus aid package. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette says what worries Democrats in Congress is the $500 billion going to big corporations.
Without enough assurances that it'll be paid back, and it doesn't have enough aid that we think we need to have for average people.
DeGette expects both parties and the House and Senate will reach agreement soon. The House released its version of a plan Monday. Colorado Republican Ken Buck called it ridiculous because it addresses issues unrelated to coronavirus, such as same-day voter registration and carbon emissions for airplanes. Colorado is the latest state to abolish the death penalty. Governor Polis signed that bill into law Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Advocates for repeal said it was morally right to end such a barbaric act. Polis also commuted the sentences of the three men on Colorado's death row to life in prison without parole. Two of the men were there for the murder of Democratic State Senator Rhonda Fields' son and his fiancée. Fields said she was disappointed and upset. She called the governor's decision a sad, sad day for Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News.